This is WMUK's West Southwest Brief. I'm Gordon Evans. The new movie, Blinded by the Light, is billed as inspired by a true story and the words and music of Bruce Springsteen. Last year, a book of short plays was released, also inspired by Bruce Springsteen's songs. Western Michigan University Theater Department Chair Joan Harrington is the editor of the book When the Promise Was Broken. It includes contributions from playwrights around the country, including two from the Kalamazoo area, Western English professor Steve Pfeffer and Tucker Rafferty, who teaches theater writing and improv for Kay Reese's Education for the Arts. The three of them joined us last year to discuss the book. A segment of the interview originally aired in November. Rafferty and Pfeffer say they were considering the idea for a book of plays inspired by Springsteen songs when they got the go-ahead from Harrington.
Joan happened to walk by, and she goes, "Well, that's a great idea. Why don't you guys just do it?"
Yeah, and Joan has had a number of books published with Smith & Krause, which is the largest trade theater book publisher in the country. And so it seemed to take on a momentum of its own once that happened.
Did you reach out to playwrights, or were there already people out there that you knew be interested in such a thing?
Most of the plays were solicited from playwrights, and we did not know for most of them whether or not they were Bruce Springsteen fans. So it was making a list of people we thought would be interesting to include in the book based on their work and reaching out and saying to them, "We're doing this amazing anthology. Do you happen to be a Bruce Springsteen fan, and do you happen to be interested in writing a play?" Which either got a resounding, "You must be insane," or an even more resounding, "This is the thing I've been waiting for my entire life."
Tucker Rafferty's play Glad for the Company is inspired by the song Nebraska. Springsteen based Nebraska on the 1973 movie Badlands, which is a fictionalized account of Charles Starkweather's shooting spree in 1957 and 58.
The only thing that I've talked to Steve a lot about adaptation and Joan about adaptation and stuff like that. And you still have to make it your own play. It has to be your play. You're not rewriting somebody else's work. You're making it your own and how you respond to it. And the only thing that I had to make sure of was that he was going to the electric chair, you know. And so I just got this idea that he wasn't sorry. The idea that he wasn't sorry for what he had done, because it was the best adventure of his life, and he wasn't going to say he was sorry.
I can't say that I'm sorry for the things that we've done, at least for little while, sir. Me and her, we had us some fun.
And I just pictured these clergymen coming in and trying to get him to say he was sorry. And that was my process with that.
Steve Pfeffer, your play is a little more lighthearted, doesn't deal with serial killers. Growing up, or I was a teenage Bruce Springsteen, what made you want to write this?
Well, my play is not just based on growing up. My play is based on the live version of the song that Bruce did at the Agora Ballroom in Cleveland in 1978. And when I was 16, in 1978, WXRT Radio in Chicago broadcasted that concert live on the radio, and I taped it. And it was my go-to Bruce recording for any number of years. I love the show. It's been bootlegged as Summertime Bruce and any number of – it's now since been officially released. Some people think it's his greatest show that he played. But the version of growing up at that show is about 12-plus minutes long, and he tells this amazing series of stories, one of which is about how he was peeing in his desk at the Catholic school and gets sent to see the priest and then the psychiatrist, and introduces the idea that his mom wants him to be an author, his dad wants him to be a lawyer. So my play adapts not only features of the song, but it adapts the version that he does that night. Part of it was exploring some of the kind of wonderful B-movie theatricality that Bruce has in his shows.
Sit down, I stood up. Ooh.
you think in some way your play sort of symbolizes the idea of how he became Bruce Springsteen? You know, not just this kid in high school, but went from that to, you know, big international rock star.
That's really one of the things I wanted to bring out. There's an exercise that I do with my students. It's also an Iowa Playwrights Workshop exercise called Writing an Impossible Play, a play that in some ways could never be done. And I suppose in some ways that's this play, considering there's a pirate ship and people flying in and all in 10 minutes. But part of it was just the impossibility that this kid from, you know, Freehold can grow up to become one of the world's biggest stars, and the kind of belief in oneself that has, the extraordinariness and the, you know, the contrariness that you need to have to certain societal norms.
When the Promise Was Broken includes 13 short plays inspired by Bruce Springsteen songs, such as I'm on Fire, Streets of Philadelphia, and We Take Care of Our Own. The title comes from a line in the song, The Promise.
Tucker decided.
Yeah, Tucker decided.
I love the song, The Promise. For years, I was so angry that he didn't release it. There was another song called Frankie that a bunch of people that see him a lot in concert, that he would only play in concert. But The Promise is one of my favorite songs. And I think that all of them have this idea of when the promise was broken. There was, you know, there was some sort of deal that he had, you know, with maybe America. I don't know. And so I like the idea of that. These people in here are somewhat, his characters are sometimes flawed.
When the promise was broken, I cashed in a few of my dreams.
The book is called When the Promise Was Broken, Short Plays Inspired by the Songs of Bruce Springsteen. Joan Harrington is the editor of the book. Tucker Rafferty wrote the play Glad for the Company, based on the song Nebraska. And Steve Pfeffer is the author of the play Growing Up, or I Was a Teenage Bruce Springsteen, based on the song Growing Up. Thanks to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
A version of the interview originally aired in November of last year. You can find the extended version at wmuk.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.